Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper and its upcoming heavy-duty USB-C hubs. Apple has announced today that it set a new single-day record for the App Store with $386 million worth of sales on New Year's Day. That's an increase of 20% compared to last year. And the App Store also set a new record for sales between Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, bringing in $1.42 billion in revenue. Apple announced these numbers as part of a press release looking back on the, quote, landmark year of its services offerings. Apple says that since the App Store launched in 2008, developers have earned $155 billion, with a quarter of that figure happening in just the last year. The press release teases strong performance by services like Apple Music, Apple Arcade, TV Plus, and Apple Card, but Apple did not reveal any detailed numbers about those services. It also said in the press release that the Apple News app has over 100 million active users, but there was no word on Apple News Plus adoption. Last but not least, Apple teased that Apple Pay Express Transit Mode will come to new locations and cities this year, as well as support for contactless student IDs at new universities across the United States. As for other developments and what to expect in 2020, Apple teases that it has more services updates planned that will, quote, offer unique experiences that only Apple can deliver. Furthermore, also today, Apple has announced its second annual Shot on iPhone competition. This year, Apple is seeking the best iPhone night mode photos shot by owners of any iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro. The top five photos will be used for Apple marketing campaigns, which may include anything from appearing on Apple's website to Apple Store visuals to full-on billboard campaigns. Apple also said that all winners will be paid a licensing fee for the use of their photo. You may remember that at first last year, Apple said it wouldn't be paying the winners of the contest, but it did end up ultimately backtracking on that and paying licensing fees. The competition opens today and runs through January 29th, and you can enter your night mode photos by posting them on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag ShotOniPhone and hashtag NightModeChallenge. You can also email them in full quality to Apple, but in all scenarios, Apple says to make sure you note which iPhone model you used in your caption. Apple has also offered up some tips and tricks for how to get the best looking night mode photos from your iPhone's camera, so you can check that out in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Hyper is 9to5 Mac's official CES covered sponsor, so if you're in Las Vegas for the show, be sure to stop by the Hyper booth to learn more about the company's latest USB-C hubs and more. At CES 2020, Hyper is teasing its latest HyperDrive USB-C hub, which features a heavy-duty design suited for facing the elements. You can get an exclusive sneak peek at the new heavy-duty Hyper hubs at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Hyper for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and being our official CES coverage sponsor. Last but not least, we have some more news from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Jane Horvath, Apple's Senior Director of Privacy, sat down alongside privacy executives from Facebook, the FTC, and Procter & Gamble for a roundtable discussion yesterday. During the conversation, Horvath explained some of Apple's privacy practices and how its practices differ from companies like Facebook and more. We have all of the details and quotes from this roundtable discussion at the link in the show notes below. Popular accessory maker Bridge is at CES this week, showcasing its new Pro Plus keyboard and trackpad case for the iPad Pro. 9to5 Mac's Michael Potuck got to go hands-on with the new Bridge Pro Plus on the CES show floor, and you can see his full impressions on 9to5mac.com. Meanwhile, Zag is at CES this week, teasing what could be a true replacement for Apple's canceled AirPower. The accessory would be released under Zag's Mophie brand sometime later this year. Mophie already offers several different multi-device wireless chargers, but this one would reportedly feature one key difference: the ability to power devices regardless of where they are placed on the charging mat. Many of the so-called AirPower replacements feature multiple Qi charging pads beneath the surface, but you have to position the devices just right in order for them to work. AirPower set itself apart with its drop anywhere design, and now Zag thinks that it has successfully replicated that. Bloomberg reports that Zag is teasing this multi-device wireless charging mat on the sidelines of CES. That is, it's pitching the forthcoming product to retailers and members of the press ahead of making any formal announcement. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.